Today's learning is relations chaim lose of shoshai and maish ben anil rifke bas maish is very strong and nach and maish is supposed to which lema chaim maish and malkin and brach was our malkin and yitzik begodina and it's supposed for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we are in Simon Reish Petit Vav. I am pretty sure we're up to Siv Dalet. I hope that's what we're up to. Says the Mechaber, page 128, for those looking inside. I don't believe we did this yet. Worst comes to worst, we'll be a chazar. Says the Mechaber, Hoyle found a Shnei Tfilis. If a person had, he davened, we said, that he's supposed to daven Musaf earlier. However, if you didn't, the Zman is the whole day. Right? Also, really, Tfilis Mincha starts at 6.5 hours into the day. Okay, so that's already within the time frame of where it's okay to daven Musaf. So it is possible that you have Musaf and Mincha overlapping. So we'll see over here, it's problematic because we're going to see several different shitas brought down over here in Siv Dalet, and you really can't satisfy all of them. So definitely, ideal situation is to daven Musaf before you get the Zman Mincha. So Hoylof on the Shnei Tfilas, you have two Tfilas, Achas Shom Mincha v'Achas Shom Musaf, and it's already Zman Mincha, and you have Musaf. Kegoin, she'achal u'mespalo Tfilas Musaf, at she'ar semechza, you do not daven Musaf until 6.5 hours into the day. Now remember, we said you have to have Musaf before 7, so even if you're going with L'chatkilo, there's about a half hour overlap where you can do both. Shehu's man tefilas mincha. It's already the time of mincha. Says the Mechaber first sheet. The tzarich lespal shem mincha tefila va'achekach shemusa shem mincha tefila. First daven mincha and then daven musaf. Why? Tadav sheina tadav tadav kaidem. Since mincha is something we do every day, musaf is only comes periodically. Therefore, you should daven mincha first. Okay. Says the Rama miu. However, mhiktem shem musaf yatsa. If you did musaf first, then your yaitzah too. So it's a little bit of a longer sif, but let's go through the whole mechaber. So at least we'll see that there's different shittas. Says the mechaber, yes, Omer, the heina dafke shetzarach atel espal shnayim. That is only when do I say that you should have a mincha first? Is that you have to do them both now? Why do you have to do them both now? Kigon shereitzah lecho, you want to eat, but also lecha shespal mincha. You're not allowed to eat until you daven mincha. Now, as we'll see, since we have a kaviyistik of time that we go to mincha, you are allowed to eat before mincha, even if it's already Zman Mincha. But let's say you don't have a kviya stick of time to daven mincha and you want to eat. The halacha is, as we learned already, you're not allowed to daven until you eat. So he says, then you should do mincha. If you don't need to daven mincha right now, like we said, because you have a set time, you can daven later, or whatever the other solutions are, then yachal hakdem shel musaf. So the second shita says that no, if you have mincha and musaf at the same time, it depends. If you have to daven mincha now, then you should do mincha first. But if you don't have to daven mincha now, then you don't have to. Says the Rama, umiyu, however, megiya mincha katana, if you're so late into the day, it's already by mincha katana, right? Then you spal mincha tchila, then you do have to daven mincha first, right? But yet, now the Mechaber goes, v'yeshmi shahayra, she'ein oitzim kem b'tzibah, that if you're as a minion, let's say the shul is davening so late, and as a minion, then you never daven mincha first, then lahaktim tools mincha mutzav kadesh la yitu, because then people are going to see that you daven mincha first and they'll think that that's the appropriate way to do it. So we see there's a lot of different scenarios and it's very hard to really satisfy all them. So mincha tchila shehu tada, that's the logic why you should have a mincha first. Yatza, but if you did do musa first, da tada kaidim rak la mitzvah l'chatchila v'loy l'ikuva b'di'evet. This concept of tada v'shein tada tada kaidim, That is the lechatchila, the appropriate to do it. So anytime you have a situation, you have a question, what should I do first? And we say tada v'sheinu tada tada kaidem. That is lechatchila, but it's not liikuva. And therefore, if you did it the other way around, even according to the shita that you should daven mincha first, you are yaitza. Then the mechaber said another opinion. The only time you have to daven mincha first is if you have to daven mincha. For example, kigoyin shereitzah lechel, that you want to eat. Now, lefima the masik haramah la'el b'simen reish lamed beis, sif beis ba'ago, this that the Ramah tells us in simen reish lamed beis, okay, which we saw, ein lesa lechel kodem mincha k'shegiyaz ma'am mincha gedoyla, ela besudah gedoyla. So we had over there a big discussion. When do we say that you can't sit down for a suda once it comes ma'am mincha? So there's a different shitas, and some said that it's only if it's a suda gedoyla. What was a suda gedoyla? Not that you're going to eat a lot. What a suda gedolah was, like a chasana, a bris milah, because those tend to last for a very long time. But a regular suda, which doesn't last for a very long time, and there's still plenty of the time in the day to daven mincha, you're allowed to eat. Okay? So according to the suda Shabbos, like mikri suda gedolah, okay? The suda Shabbos wasn't considered what we classified as suda gedolah. Kiyam sudas nesuyin, like bris milah, that's what was considered suda gedolah. And we're not, according to that chita, we're not concerned that you're going to miss mincha. So, that even if it came as my mincha, and even if you want to eat, since it's not considered a sudas gedayla, unless it happens to be a bris milah on Shabbos, since it's not considered a sudas gedayla, so you're allowed to eat even without daven mincha. So, then it's not considered that you have to daven mincha. So, then according to the first shita, still you should daven mincha first, tadav shein tadav. According to the second shita, you don't have to daven mincha first because you don't have to do it now. Uba Prat says the Mishnah Berurah, Ha'inna the Saimchan Akrila Beis HaKnesses L'Mincha. They used to have a set time, like we have, to go daven mincha in the afternoon, right? So then you also don't have to daven mincha. In circles, after mincha. So you definitely have plenty of reasons to say that even if it came Zman Mincha, you could still daven Musaf first. Again, best to avoid it. Now, the Ramah said that if you already got so late, you're not Mincha Gedolah, in other words, not 12:30, but it's already Mincha Katana, right? Which is as we said, right, an hour and a quarter before Maariv, before the end of the day is Plag, an hour and a quarter before that is Mincha Gedolah. In the Gia, I'm sorry, Mincha Katana, in the Gia, the Im who Samach La'erev, the Ein Lo Shus L'Sfalshtein. It's an interesting question. So, once again, that's all the guys went on a call, but this call took a very, very long time. They left before Musaf, and they're not getting back. It's already mamish the end of the day. And now they only have time to daven mincha or to daven Musaf. So let's think about it, right? Really, if we go with the Tadr Shein HaTadr, we should do mincha first, right? Tadr Shein HaTadr, Tadr, good, I should do mincha. I won't have enough time. I won't do Musaf. What am I supposed to do? Says the Mishabur, no, you spell Musaf. We should have a Musaf. Why? The mincha yesh like tashlumim ba'arvis. He says as Masha'en came to Musaf. He says very pashut. He says when I have a choice of davening mincha and Musaf now, if I daven mincha, then I lose out the Musaf. It's done. I cannot make up a Musaf because remember we spoke about this. Musaf cannot have tashlumim because Musaf is the carbon. The carbon, and it's mentioned in the Musaf, the carbon. I cannot make up the carbon by Ma'ariv. However, mincha, if you miss mincha, unless it was b'mezid, but if you miss mincha, you can make a tashlum and you can daven two shmein esrus by Meir. Says the Chafetz Chaim that over here in this case, you're gonna, if I daven, I go with the tadr v'sheina tadr, which is a l'chatchila, but that is when there's nothing else getting lost out because of it. But if I would go with the tadr v'sheina tadr, I would end up davening mincha and I would miss out the entire musaf. On the other hand, if I daven musaf first, I'll be able to do a tashlum and at least get my mincha through the tashlum. There are shittas that don't agree. They bring a raya from the Yeshalmi that it's not like that, and therefore, once again, you are certainly running into some problems if you come into this situation. Then the Mechaber said that in the shul you should never do this. You should never daven musaf mincha before musaf. We're worried that it's people are going to say, oh, we're supposed to daven mincha before musaf because that's what we saw that week last week in shul, and therefore you should not do it. Okay, so many places have a minig. At the end of davening, they say baruchu again, right? The Sfaradim all do it. Other places do it as well. We've all seen it. However, on Shabbos and Yontav, you do not do it, right? Says the Mishabur, Van Lel Simon Kuflam Yum, Murad, the Shabbos Barav Hatev Din Zed. They discussed this at length. We're not going to go through it at length. The short summary is why did we add certain things after davening, including the Baruch Hu, is because people came late. People came late. Remember, the shul was out in the field. It was dangerous for them to walk home alone. We didn't want people to have to walk home alone. So we added a little bit on at the end of davening, and this way people will have time to catch up and everybody would leave together. Nobody would be left in shul alone to have to walk home alone. So one of the things they added on was Baruch Hu. However, he says over there that on Shabbos, that wasn't such a concern, because on Shabbos, people did come to shul on time. They weren't like they were running from work, and there was no reason to come late to shul on Shabbos, and therefore, they did not make this takana. Says the Mechaber Sif Reish Pei Zayin, Nichem Avelim B'Kecholim Shabbos. This is can we do Nichem Avelim, and can we be Mevak Kecholim on Shabbos? So let's see what would be the reasons. Yeah, what would be the reasons? No. Yecholim L'Nachem Avelim Shabbos. So the Mechaber says you could do Nichem Avelim on Shabbos. V'chein Yecholim L'Vakar Sechol. You can also do B'Kecholim on Shabbos. V'lo Yoy Meloy, however, Kederuch Shoy Meloy B'Kecholim. You don't say the same thing that you say on Shabbos, on during the week, you don't say on the Chayil. So normally during the week, I go be Mevakeh Chayil. I say you should have a Refuah Shleima, right? However, we don't do that. Oimeloi, you say Shabbos Himelizik. Refuah Krayv Lavay. Okay, so we all know the Shabbos Himelizik, Refuah Krayv Lavay. Why? Because you're not allowed to daven and cry out on Shabbos, and we give him a bracha, Refuah Krayv Lavay. V'rachamav. But yeah, it says there, and the Mechaber has some other words which we're not so familiar with. The Shabbos Himalizik for Karvalavai, the Racham of Merubim, he has great Rachmanis, Veshifsu B'Shalom, you should be able to come back and be complete. Says the Ramah, Hagov, Yeshem, and Ansar Chloim of Racham of Merubim, that's Bechena Hagu, which is why we're not familiar with the last part of the sentence. So Shabbos, you go be Mevakeh Chayla, somebody on Shabbos, you don't tell them Refuah Shleima. You tell them, you tell them Shabbos Himelizik, Melizik Refuah Krayv Lavay. We'll see what we say by Nichma Veil. Yecholim says the Mechab Mishabura. Marinam Gar because you tell Nachma Veil and Levak Yecholim Shabbos. This was great difficulty that they were matter to go do Nichma Veil and to go do Bikur Cholim on Shabbos. What's the reason? So you go be Menachem Avil, you can cause a person to cry, which is not something that you should do on Shabbos. And the same thing, if you go be Mevakeh Chayla, that might cause you to go ahead and start crying out to Hashem and daven for needs on Shabbos. Shabbos is not a time of davening for our personal needs. Here and there, we have certain things that are tzibur things that we see part of the davening that we ask for. But in general, Shabbos is not the time for bakashas, and therefore it was not to. Why they were matter it? They were matter because yes, sometimes it was very, very difficult for people to be able to do that bikur chaylam or the nicham avelim during the week, and therefore they were matter it on Shabbos. Says the Mishabru, kederuch shaymalay b'chayl the mitzdarim or b'chid the asa b'Shabbos. You don't say it the same way you say it on Shabbos because that causes pain and also causes crying. Oymaloy, you say Shabbos imelizik. So says the Mishabru, bikur chaylam kai. Obviously. That is talking about Bikur Cholim. We say Shabbos Himelizik, Refuah Krayv Lavay. When you're going to be Nachum Avol, you say Shabbos Himelizik, Refuah Krayv Lavay. The guy's gonna look at you like you fell on your head. It doesn't make any sense. So what do you say with Nichum Avelim? Now, if you ever Rachman Olsam, we should know about it. But if you ever meet a Avol in the Shiva on Shabbos and you remember what to say, for people like us who were born in the 70s. It's a baller move if you remember this, because most people Shabbos Himelizik, everybody remembers, but this nobody remembers. It's because it's not so popular, because normally we don't do Nechama Avel on Shabbos, but you say Shabbos Himil Lenachem Unechama Krayv Lavay. So practice it Shabbos Himil Lenachem Unechama Krayv Lavay. I tried practicing it, but I have short-term memory loss and I didn't remember it. So, but if you do see an Avol during the Shiva, you happen to know that you're gonna see somebody who's during the Shiva, and in Shul we don't do this anyway, but outside of Shul, or if you happen to know that there's a family Simcha and there's an Avol over there during the Shiva, so Shabbos they go because no Avelis but Fahesia, this is what you're supposed to tell them, right? So Shabbos Himil Anachem, we cannot offer you Nachama on Shabbos. Unachama Krayv Lava, you should have Nachama quickly. The Yesh. I'm sorry, not the Makilim, the Rishai Loim Amakim Yenachem, those who say you could say it on Shabbos. Now, why were they more makel on Avelis than they are on Bikur Cholim? Bikur Cholim, when you start wishing person Refuah Shleima, you're going to cause you or other people there or the person himself to daven and ask for bakashas on Shabbos. When it comes to Nicham Avelim, you're really not asking, you're not going to call. If the Avol is going to cry, they're going to cry on Shabbos regardless, right? The person's going through pain. You try to control yourself. You have to be Mesimcha on Shabbos. You have to have Einik Shabbos. But you're not necessarily going to cause more. You're also not going to daven that the person should have Refuah Shleima. He's not alive anymore. The person can't have Refuah Shleima. So there's less of a concern by Nicham Avelim. So therefore, some say you could say the regular thing. Now, there is different minhagim on this as to when there's an avol, some member of the shul is an avelis. So Friday night they come to shul to daven. So they don't come to shul for mincha, obviously. Mincha they daven at home. They come to shul. There's different minhagim as to when they come into the shul. And many places had the minhag that when they would come into shul, the shul would get up and be menachem them. But not every place has this minhag because it really depends. It's tied to, and it's there's so many different minhagim. We're not going to have all of them. It's tied to really when you mekabel Shabbos. If the shul is already Mekal Shabbos, you can no longer be Menachal Le'Avo when he's coming into the shul. So Imba Avol Beis HaKnesses Achamir Mizmah Shil Yom HaShabbos. So now everyone agrees that by Mizmah Shil Yom HaShabbos you'll Mekabel Shabbos already. Shuv Lo Yikra Shamish Tzu'u Neged Avol. The Shamish would call out, go out to the Avol. Dein Lehayaska Avelus B'Vahesia Mikol Mokum Leilach Ba'atzmen Loimah Shabbos Yimol Anachem Rishoy. You'll have to walk over to the guy and say Shabbos Yimol Anachem and Luchamik Krei V'Lavei. That you can go over individually to the guy, but where the shul would get up and greet the Avol and be Menachem him, you can only do that if the person is coming in to shul before Yom Kippur Shabbos. So there's two things. Number one is it has to be we're Mekabel Shabbos by Bayi V'Sholem, so it has to be before Bayi V'Sholem that the person is coming in, right? A lot of times the Avol doesn't come in until Mizmah Shir. So once he's coming in after that, you can't be doing the Nechama. Second of all, you can't have this Tzibur getting up and doing the Nechama. Second of all, if you're davening in a shul, and by the time they get there, it's already after Shabbos started, anyway, you were Mekabel Shabbos. Since you were anyway Mekabel Shabbos, you wouldn't be able to do that. So that's why it's a lot of different menhagim when it comes to this. Again, we should not know of these things. Okay, we'll stop over here. And Yetzir Hashem, we will start with Siman Resh Pei Ches tomorrow.